Hey, everybody, we're back with another Flock and Gather podcast. It is your 18-minute fast delivery of interesting news from around the globe. And even though my friend and guest today sounds like an Aussie because he was born there, he's living in Florida. Please say hi, Mark Woodke. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm thinking of following your, I mean, a lot of people have known you for different companies over the years. Wait, so start with Australia and then tell us about the US. Give me those four or five companies you've been at.
Yeah, I started my career in natural pharmaceuticals, spent 16 years right up to 1998. In 1998, I joined a company in Australia by the name of Jurlee, and was fortunate enough to be relocated to the US in 2001 with what was meant to be a two-year gig. I was meant to spend 2 years in the US, 2 years in Europe, 2 years Asia, and then back to Australia. And lo and behold, we had private equity invest into the business around 2003, 2004. They were kind enough to seduce me to stay on board in the United States. So I continued to work through with them till 2006. Then I also continued to consult with the company for another 2 to 3 years. Still have a great relationship with Ulrika Klein, Tora Klein, the founders of the business, and the family associated there. But then went out on my own for 10 years, and part of that was while I was consulting at Jurlee. And then I was drawn down to Florida 2016 by a great company by the name of Babor, which brought me closer to the ocean. Lived in Atlanta 15 years. But was landlocked. I loved Atlanta, got great friends there, memories forever. Our kids grew up there, but we're beach people. My wife and I married 33 years, always close to the ocean, and now we're residing in Jupiter, Florida. Oh. And I've been fortunate enough, I'm now working with Cosmetic Solutions here in Boca Raton.
God, Mark, I swear to God. Well, I knew you by reputation and writings before we actually met. You and I met like a dozen years ago at a Greenspan Network conference, or 10 years ago, or what, I don't know what it is. But, you know, I immediately loved it because you talk funny. But as you know, we are both lovers of wine, and that always brings people together. And I'm glad we've been able to share lots of bottles at lots of restaurants over the course of the years as well.
It's fantastic. The best conversations and best decisions have been over that red wine and cheese.
It sure
has. Although now I'm going to get vegan cheese. I'm a whole plant-based vegan now, but I really got an acquired taste, but I still love my wine.
Vegan cheese works for me. And you said you and the lovely Miss Woodke have been married 33 years. Do you know, last Friday, Kathy and I shared 34 years of marriage together. Can you believe I found someone to put up with me that long?
You know, I resemble that, Alan. I cannot believe you found that. But I got to say, I bless my wife every single day for putting up with me for this amount of time, I tell you.
Look, I'm
but I got to say, she is the rock of Gibraltar, and I'm where I am today because of this magnificent lady who's been, basically, this has been our journey together as soul partners, and it's just been awesome.
God bless. I say the same thing, by the way. You know, living with Kathy, my Kathy, is just natural to me, right? It just seems normal every day, right? And that, frankly, that's how it should be. I mean, listen, the last 8 months have, they've done two things. There's been a lot of lemons, and there's been a lot of lemonade as well. People have found out a lot about themselves and the folks they live with and work with. But I think they've also found out a lot about themselves. Don't you agree?
Yeah, very much so. I think this has been a real testing time. You know, we had so many years of buoyancy, and, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. And I think really what's happened this year is really been an aha moment for many. And, you know, a lot of people say a crisis actually makes a leader. I don't necessarily believe that. I think it reveals a leader. And then I think what we've now got is it's really pulled back the curtain. You know, the rising tide's not there. And, you know, I think it was Warren Buffett who always said, you know, you don't know who was swimming naked until the tide went out.
Yep, that's a paraphrase, but it's very accurate, isn't it? It tells you a lot about people.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So, but I think it's also reinforced, Alan, the importance of relationships. Like, you know, people who are transactional or just in the widget game of transferring and selling widgets, the reality is this really has come back to who are the people you can always count on, who are the people who will always go in and bat with you, and who are the people there who's through to the bitter end. So I think relationships now have been a primary focus more than ever.
I want to talk to you about customer service. You and I have talked a lot about, it isn't, you know, people shouldn't call it customer service, Mark. It should be called people service, because that's really what it is, right? I mean, your customer's not always your customer. They might be a prospect that you have, they might be a client, but it's people service more than customer service. And I described to you before we got online here, two events that wowed me. And that proved to me that companies, regardless of the environment, can still shine and excel and put a big smile on your face.
Yeah. You know, it's all about service. And I think that's one of the beautiful things. And that's why I'm eternally grateful for the last, you know, 15 years being in hospitality, effectively. It's all about serving people. And it's, in fact, it's become one of my sign-offs with one of my letters is yours in service. Like, if we're not serving people, if we're not adding value to them, what are we really doing? And I think sometimes just customer service is sometimes seen as transactional as well, rather than a real commitment from the heart. And, you know, it's the old Ritz-Carlton saying, you know, from Mr. Schulze, you know, it's ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. And I think that's really where the crux of it is. And just really leaning in and serving people and really adding value to them.
Do you know, whenever I'm, you know, I talk to hundreds of spa directors and salon owners and vendors and trade show folks. And I always love when someone says, Alan, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
You know, just out of the blue, I might've called them about something, but they're saying, and we have the conversation and then they go, but how can I be of service to you? And most of the time my answer is, oh my God, nothing, but I love that you ask, right? I mean, it is amazing how little it takes to put a smile on people's faces, right?
Yeah. And in fact, when you ask that, quite often people will have this pregnant pause, because then never ask that, and it almost takes them back, right? It's almost like, oh my God, someone asked, what can I do for you? Right, because usually the initiation of the connection is all based around what are you wanting to get? And that's what people have always become accustomed to. So to switch that around and actually ask that question, you see people's jaw drop sometimes, or a blank stare, because they're almost stunned by it.
Mark, have people become more emotional, or is there a lot of a malaise going on from 8 months of things not being normal?
I think that's a good question, and I don't think there's a generalization, and I think it's different strokes for different folks. To give you an example, I think personally myself, I thought I was reasonably connected with everything. I thought I was, you know, in the moment. And I contracted COVID back in September, and I went through the process and I come out the other end, Alan, and I felt like I'd been rebirthed and reborn. I felt better than I ever did before. Number one, I'm eternally grateful that I had very minor symptoms, number one. So it did not impact me, unlike, you know, unfortunately many other people. But what I didn't realize at the time is how numb I had become by carrying the emotional, the physical and the mental weight of what's actually going on around the world, and the rebirthing and feeling a sense of freedom that come out the other end. I felt as good as what I did when I became a whole plant-based vegan some 4 years ago. And it was like, my God, it was to the point I went out and rode my bike and I almost had to play down how good I felt, because I had to be empathetic. I felt I had to be empathetic with people around me in regards to it. But with that, to answer your question, so I think I'm connected and I'm in tune, and I didn't realize how disconnected or what was happening and what I was numbing and how I was responding to get through this, Alan.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, so everyone says, you know, we're all in this together. No, we're not. We're not all in this together. And every single person is dealing with it in a different way. And we never know what station they're at. And I think that's the real challenge. And I suppose I've become more empathetic at the end of this as well, in not knowing where they're at, because I realized that I thought I was connected, but I was disconnected.
You know, a lot of folks know we sold our home in Minnesota. We sold our home in California, and we have moved permanently to Cave Creek in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And as Kathy said to me to the other day, she loves our new bunker, right? Because we have been I'm in my home office, but I think I've been working more from this bunker in the last 8 months than I have in the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. And part of it is because people need help for all kinds of different reasons. And I've always told our team at the association, just say yes. Say yes, figure out how it is that we can do whatever we're doing. And that just means longer hours. But I'm not scared of getting the China virus or the corona or COVID. It has too many names, Mark, by the way. But I've just felt that staying in place and being able to help other people with the resources the association have seems to have been the right thing. But I've watched people go through all kinds of emotional swings along the way. Okay, enough on that subject.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what you're doing now, because you were running Babor, one of my favorite skincare companies, by the way. Love their products, and you know they have great people there. And a quick call out to Lisa and Shauna, because we love our Babor girls, the ladies. But you decided to go a different direction. So please tell, fill in our listeners about the company Natural Skincare and what you're doing these days.
Yeah. Well, actually, the company I'm with now is a 30-year-old family-owned company based in Boca Raton. And the company name is actually Cosmetic Solutions. This is a family-owned business, second generation, but also had private equity invested into the business just over 12 months ago. And as a result of that, I've come on board as their chief growth officer to really help them reach and stretch towards their potential over the next 4 to 5 years. But one of the things I really love about it, Alan, is I'm working with about 800 brands around the globe. Everything from spa to plastic surgeons through to retail to internet, all the way through anything skincare, cosmetics. So I'm working with a huge number of entrepreneurs. And as a result of that, I'm being exposed, challenged, but also being able to add value from my experience to a whole array of people in all these different circles, helping them get a brand from concept onto the shelf.
Mark, hang on one sec. So this company, Cosmetic Solutions, they are a true private labeler from, you know, vague ideas right through strategy to bottling and product to retail shelf sales and back bar, I assume, as well.
Absolutely. We can provide the support and service all the way from concept, just a thought looking for a home and an idea, right, all the way through to getting it onto the shelf. We really have three main critical areas or key elements of our business: private label, custom formulation, and also contract manufacture. On the private label level, we have over 350 commercialized formulas, which are ready to roll, are ready to go into the market, everything from clean, green, vegan, all through to results and evidence-based, whether it be, you know, at the medical level, all the way through to your derms and plastic surgeons. And so that is available. We have stock packaging. We have in-house printing. We have our own design team. We have relationships with, obviously, all the ingredient suppliers. So we can bring it all together. We've got about 100,000 square foot and 180 people who work in our production facility here. So that's one aspect. And one of the beautiful things about it is a low bar of entry. Like, minimum opening orders are around $10,000 and number of SKUs down to 48 units per SKU. So this is just a very low level entry and no real barriers of entry. But one of our real key areas is also the custom formulation. So we work with some of the best brands. If you work in Sephora, you walk into Ulta, you look on Amazon, there's a chance we're producing at least two or three of the top 10 selling brands in every one of those channels. We also work with the big box operators, whether that be the Targets of the world, the Costco's, the Walmarts of the world as well, or with brands who are effectively partnering with those people. Also, some of the best spas in our market, a lot of the products or the brand and or private label, we're producing them for them. So, you know, and it's a fantastic experience, but I just love the diversity of all that and how I'm getting to, you know, press the flesh with so many different outstanding individuals who are achieving amazing results.
Well, and you know, obviously over the last 8 months, everything that relates to the retail world, whether it's on Amazon or at Target or at Walmart, has been hugely successful. And I think when people look to do private label, it's good to have a company that can handhold you, because unless you're in the business, no one's an expert on private labeling. You might have an idea about what your label wants to look like and what your products to be, but that's just the beginning of a very long path and a story that you have to tell to your clientele, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we really do is it's all through the questioning process to go through a discovery and a journey to go through, you know, basically what is the concept? What's the market analysis? Do you even have a market for it? Then what does the formulation look like? How are you going to plug into that? How do you finalize the product? Then what are you going to do to get ready to go to market? We help everyone with that, depending on the channel. What do you have to do? We have connections so we can do the introductions. And then the final thing is all the marketing and making it work and looking at the time frames associated with that, and just helping people actually draw a path to get to where they want to be. And we just help guide them through that entire process, hold their hand as much as they want. So we can do a total turnkey where basically they share it with us and we source everything. Or with our big players, we work with some of the biggest publicly listed companies too, with their smaller brands, because we'd like to do up to about 500,000 units a year, but can, like I said, do as little as down to 48 in the private label section. Basically, some of them source all their packaging, source certain materials, and then we just do all the batching and the bulk and the filling.
We've been speaking with Mark Woodke today. He is my South Florida Australian friend, although he's a U.S. citizen. He works for Cosmetic Solutions. Mark, how do people reach out to you?
Basically, Google Cosmetic Solutions or markw@naturalskincare.com. Mark. Basically, we come from markw@naturalskincare.com.
Okay, perfect. So, Mark, I heard there's three areas: private labeling, custom formulations, contract manufacturing. I made that sound simple, but people should reach out to you and they can get a better picture of what it's like to own their own brand. And frankly, I think owning your own brand is critical today. If you're in business, it's great you sell other brands, but it's good to have a good, better, best and add your own to the mix. So we've gone today from Australia to Florida to Arizona. We even talked about Warren Buffett being naked or something like that. It's been another interesting conversation with Mark Woodke and Alan Scher. Mark, I so appreciate you being with us today and sharing your information with our listeners.
Hey, Alan, I appreciate it very much. And if you don't mind, may I just say something? Because I didn't touch on it just before wrapping up. Yeah, one of the things that we did, we're an essential service. We pivoted to sanitization earlier this year. And as a result of it now, we've become one of the main go-to brands for anything associated with your pre-treatment and post-treatment as well. And I think being the spa market and being primarily a spa client, we can assist anyone with that. And you can plug that into any one of your existing formulas and or product ranges that you're using as well.
Wonderful. Mark, thank you again. Look forward to sharing the next bottle of Saxum Hex wine with you.
Or a Grange Hermitage. Thank you very much.
That too. And remember, my friends, please be kind to one another.